Today marks the beginning of National Retirement Planning Week. The campaign to educate Americans about retirement planning is sponsored by a coalition of financial industry and advocacy organizations. Ben Stein is the honorary chairman this year. Stein is best known as a comedian, actor, and game show host, but he's also an author and lawyer who worked in the Nixon White House. His father, Herb Stein, was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors in the Nixon administration. Ben Stein says nothing will enable people to maintain the lifestyle they want in retirement unless they plan for it themselves.
People have to make their own provisions for retirement, and they have to do it right away, because the later they wait, the more difficult the task becomes. And if they wait too long, the task becomes impossible. There's 77 million baby boomers approaching retirement age, but the catastrophe for any one of them who doesn't save adequately for retirement is going to be very real and acute. Then there's a second issue, which is people who are retired do not know how to dispose of their assets and how to arrange their income so that they will have enough money to last until the end of their days. Or I can summarize it in a word. It's awful to be old and poor, and we're trying to prevent people from being that way.
Is this another case of baby boomers feeling we're never going to die, so why plan on
that? Well, it's interesting. There is a certain amount of denial here. It's not so much that they don't feel that they're ever going to die.
We're never
going to
retire.
They don't feel
retire.
They're ever going to get old.
Yeah.
I mean, they feel that they will always be young and hip and alert and lively and vivacious, and they're not. I mean, they're going to get old. Mortality and aging are no respecter of persons.
But the economy encourages them to spend.
The economy does encourage them to spend. We not only have tax cuts that encourage people to spend, but we also have an advertising machine in this country, which is an enormously successful machine. I don't want to knock it. They've often hired me to do commercials for them, and I love them. But we don't have that many people urging people to save. I mean, if you pick up any issue of Vogue or Cosmopolitan, you'll see an awful lot of ads encouraging you to spend, not many encouraging you to save. But you've got to get it into your head. If you don't do it for yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you.
There are so many choices, though. Maybe people are afraid they're going to make the wrong one.
That is why we are not selling any particular investment. We don't claim we know the exact right investment. But what we do say is see your investment professional and diversify. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Diversification is the sweetest word that the investor and the pre-retiree or the retiree can ever know.
How do you know how much you're going to need?
Ah, that is such a good question.
Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. First of all, you should figure out how much you're spending now and then assume it's roughly the same. Because there's no particular reason why you're going to need a lot less. I mean, why will you need any less one day after your 65th birthday? Now, true, you will not need to spend as much on saving, if I can say spending and saving in the same sentence. And you will probably need more for medical care. No matter what shape Medicare is in, you're still going to need some of your own money to pay for your medical care. And it can run into a lot of money very, very quickly.
What about low earners? A little tough to be thinking about.
It is incredibly difficult for low earners to save. There's no doubt about it. But many of them do. And the blessing of being a low earner is that you learn to live on less and you learn to live more modestly. You know, I never yet heard of a person who said, damn it, I saved too much money for my retirement. Now I have more money to live on now that I'm retired. I don't know what to do with it all. We have a site called www.retireonyourterms.org. You just put in your income, put in your assets, what classes they're in, assume a certain rate of return, which is dicey to be sure, and then assume how much you'd like to have when you retire, and we'll tell you whether you're going to have enough and how much more you need to save.
Problem for a lot of boomers now is paying college tuition for their children.
Well, college tuition for the children should be the responsibility of the child. The child is the one whose income will be enormously increased by being a college graduate or a graduate school graduate. Make him or her pay for it. And in this country, we have an incredibly great situation in which the taxpayers in many states, in fact, in all states, will pay for an awful lot of your child's education. Do that in your state. Get the taxpayers to help you out.
Why are you doing this?
I'm doing it because I've been obsessed with retirement planning for a long time. I think it was because my father was always obsessed with doing it, and he did it so unbelievably well that a little tiny bit of it has rubbed off on me. When my parents retired, they had saved so much money that they were living off 20% of their income. That is to say, their investments threw off X, and they were living on 0.2X. Now, they certainly gave an example of people who are very economically comfortable in their retirement, and I want to be like that, and I want the people I love to be comfortable, too. It's an obsession of mine. I've been writing about it for years.
Did your father see Ferris Bueller?
My father saw Ferris Bueller, but my mother, when it came out, went to see it at a theater in Upper Northwest Washington, and she stayed the whole day, watched every show over and over and over again.
Your parents didn't say, where did we go wrong, or anything like that? I mean, they were positive about this?
My parents were positive about me. They were very positive. My parents loved my being an actor. Okay. They loved it. I mean, my father and I used to walk around Georgetown on a summer night, and hundreds of girls and boys, but we cared more about the girls, would come up to us and ask for autographs. And my father loved being in that reflected glory. But, you know, it's interesting. What you just said triggered a thought in my little feeble mind, and it is this. After World War I, Bernard Baruch, the great genius and soothsayer of American life, was asked, what should we do now that World War I is over and we've got a new way of approaching the world in our new modern post-war era? And he said, work and save. And that really is the key to an awful lot of what we're talking about. Work and save in a diversified way. And once you're retired, invest in a diversified way.
Ben Stein is honorary chairman of the National Retirement Planning Coalition. Tips on retirement planning are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.